Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Ravens lose 38-30. They take on Kansas City on Sunday. The loser will be 1-3. Let's talk some football now as we head out to the Window Nation Fan Guest Hotline. You can find Charles Davis calling games for CBS with Andrew Catalan, and he joins us now. And Charles, thank you as always for your time. We appreciate it. There were some that thought the Ravens might be the best team in the NFL coming into the season. They sit at 1-2, and they did. Frankly, defensively, they did not look good at all last night. What did you think about this Ravens team?
Yeah, I mean, I felt the same way. Like, as you talked about, there was a big talk going into the season. Could this be the best team in the NFL? And I thought, why not? I still think the Eagles roster is the best roster in the NFL. But we all know what it's like being a defending champion, right? So rarely do you say teams are going to repeat. So you're looking for that next team. The Ravens, let's just keep it in the AFC, right? Chasing Kansas City, who would it be this year? And I've said this from the time we watched the first half of the Super Bowl. Everyone who was going to get a shot at Kansas City the next year would be emboldened. Even if they didn't have the Eagles roster, watching that decimation made people bold. Okay? Hey, maybe this is our chance to go get them. Buffalo, Baltimore, out west, the Chargers, Denver. You see where I'm going with this? Houston coming into the season was a clear favorite in the AFC South. I thought the same thing. My biggest issues with Baltimore now, you mentioned the defense. This wasn't the first game that it's been like this, but to have those types of drives from deep in their own territory, Detroit just taking it downfield, that's definitely cause for concern. And the second part about it is very simply, Detroit has that ability to go anywhere and not worry about being out physical, which is something Baltimore normally does to people.
Charles, focusing on the pass rush, or lack thereof, because they weren't even close to getting after Jared Goff. It was very similar week one at Buffalo, and now Kyle Van Noy, he's expected to miss multiple weeks. Nnamdi Matabike, he was out last night with a neck injury. I can't imagine that's a short-term thing.
Right.
Just how concerned are you about this pass rush for the defense?
Well, always concerned. One thing I have figured out about Baltimore over the years is that they tend to figure things out a matter of when, not if, okay? And so they tend to do that. The second part about it is, if I want to mitigate it a little bit, and I know that drives people crazy because they just want to see the results. Week one, that was Deion Dawkins and Spencer Brown, who are Pro Bowl caliber. Like, Brown's not a Pro Bowl guy yet, but he's a caliber of it, being a pass, you know, offensive tackle. And then this week, it was Taylor Decker and Penei Sewell. Same type of guy. Sewell's one of the best tackles in the game. So you're going up against some guys who are pretty darn good. We shall see. But guys they've spent draft capital on have to really produce. Where's Adafe Owe? Right? Mm-hmm. Somebody like that that you've drafted in the first round, Matabike is much more of an interior-type guy that will wreck you. Yeah, he can come off the edge. But you need the guys like Owe that you put that capital in who can make those types of plays and have some suddenness. Let's just be honest about it, guys. Kyle Van Noy, I even remember this, and I can't remember the exact game, but I was on a crew that we did the game that Kyle Van Noy signed that week and played almost the entire game, right?
It's crazy.
We went through that like 2 years in a row because the year before it was JPP. Who got signed on like a Wednesday or a Thursday and played like 60 plays on Sunday.
Yeah.
This is what happens in Baltimore. But Kyle Van Noy, when he got signed at that time, was he signed to be a double-digit sack guy?
No, yes, sir.
No, he'd never done it.
No.
Right? No, not at all. So when you're going through what you're going through right now, and remember what we're talking about here, we're saying, when will Kyle Van Noy get back? Wow. That's not something you're supposed to be talking about. Like, he's got to come rescue us as a pass rusher. Other guys need to step up.
Is there any chance, Charles, and I know it's early, but we've seen some things from Derrick Henry that look out of character, the fumbles, the flipping out on the sideline, a little bit of tippy-toe stuff. Father Time is undefeated. Is there any chance that he's a little more mortal this year than he was a year ago? And there's no Ricard. And the offensive line might be a little leakier.
Yeah. Yeah, look, you're more mortal every year you're in the league. We know that. That sounds trite, and I don't mean for it to. But we know that that's true. I think the issue is he sure didn't look mortal in Buffalo.
Yeah.
Until the fumble.
Yeah.
Right? But now you've had back-to-back games where the ball's been popped free. And really, when he went to the sidelines, it started like rage, but it ended up in abject confusion.
Yeah.
And I really think he just cannot figure out what the heck is going on. Okay? I'll tell you a quick one, guys. You remember the name Joe Washington?
Absolutely. Sure. Played for the Colts.
And for the Redskins. Yeah.
Right? Little Joe.
Yes.
Right?
Loved him.
Fighting player, right? He told me when he was at Oklahoma, he was playing on the freshman squad. That's back when freshmen weren't eligible, right? Chuck Fairbanks was the head coach. Barry Switzer was the offensive coordinator. And Joe said that he had a habit of carrying the ball not tight, you know, high and tight to the body, but he'd carry it pretty loose, and he'd be out there, he'd do a lot of stuff with the whole thing. He said he was just cutting through the varsity. All right? He said, remember how talented we were at Oklahoma? Our freshman team was really good. He said we were just blowing through the varsity defense. He said I was breaking off 30, 40, 50-yard runs. And he said, and Chuck Fairbanks get madder and madder and madder. And he said, finally, one day I got out in the open field and I broke it, blah, blah, blah. And he came over and he wasn't mad. He didn't yell at the defense. He yelled at me. Joe Washington, you got to carry the ball tight. You know, six places of pressure, blah, 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 blah. He went through the whole thing, how you carry the ball. I don't want to ever see that ball out there loose again, yada, yada, yada. Gets back to the huddle and Barry Switzer's just steaming. Like, I remember. And he said, I didn't know why Coach was so upset. Very next play, I'm trying to listen to Coach Fairbanks. I carry the ball with me. I tuck it as hard as I can, he said, and I'll be darned, I break out in open field again, and I've got that thing, I was squeezing it so hard, and the thing, it just dropped out. He said, I think he probably thought I was trying to show him up. I was not. I just tried so hard that the ball popped out. And he said, Chuck Fairbanks started to get all over me again, and I got back to the huddle, and he's yelling at me, and finally Barry Switzer just stopped him and said, Chuck! Will you let that blankety-blank just carry the ball how he wants to and leave him alone? And he said, I've never had another problem with him. The reason I give you that story is I don't think Derrick Henry needs to be in a position where he is overthinking this. Mm-hmm. He's got to just get back to whatever the fundamentals are about carrying the football, understand situations. See, the Ed Oliver one was more of a situation. Yards was not the issue. Time was. So just protect the football. Doesn't matter whether you get yards or anything at that point, right? Let the clock go. Let it do it. But he had it as a normal deal. Oliver punched it out. Now you've had the last 2 weeks where these have been punched out on it. Is there a different way to do it, what have you? Yeah, probably. But at the same time, if he starts overthinking it, then he doesn't run. It's the old Yogi Berra. How can I hit and think at the same time?
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Right?
Yeah.
Yogi may not have been what you would call an Oxford scholar, but he those Yogiisms made a lot of sense
when you
broke them down. That's where it is with Derek. I don't think Father Time has gotten him yet. I think that right now he's in the circumstances of what we call a bad jag, and I have a feeling he's going to work his way out of it.
Charles, before we let you go, Ravens Chiefs Sunday, the loser goes to 1-3 on the season. Just curious. And the Chiefs have won 5 of 6 from the Ravens since Lamar Jackson took over as quarterback.
Yeah, but it just feels – remember what I said in the beginning. Everyone feels like they take a shot at Kansas City this year. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to get them, but now's the time. Remember, they're still somewhat shorthanded, right? The receiving core that they want is not there. Right, you've got an offensive line that's still trying to get it together. So Mateo, he's got to be able to play guard. You know, Juwan Taylor is still struggling at right tackle. You see where I'm going with all this? This is an opportunity, right? Again, that's out there, but you still have to go seize it. I know how this game is going to be built. It's going to be built like the best pro wrestling match you've ever heard. Loser leaves town on this one. I'm just going to tell you now, loser does not leave town on this one. Okay. Especially Kansas City out in the AFC West. I think that they have a chance to get right out there. Baltimore in their division caught a break with Cincinnati. Pittsburgh's not going to run away from you. And Cleveland, despite beating Green Bay, do you really believe they're contenders?
Mm-mm. No.
No. So it's going to look bad, whoever leaves town with a loss on this one on Sunday. I don't think it's as dire because of the talent of these two teams as it would be in other situations. That's just my own personal belief.
Charles Davis, you're the best, man. Thank you so much for your time,
buddy.
As always.
Hey, great talking with you guys. You take care of yourselves, okay?
You too,
brother.
Thanks
so much. You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Hey, before we step out, 410-583-1057, you want to win 2 tickets to see Seether and Daughtry on October 12th at Pier 6. 410-583-1057. You win 2 tickets to see Seether and Daughtry October 12th at Pier 6, and you get to talk to Beltway Ben. Also, just an update, Northern Exposure coming up next. We'll check in with the two Ohio teams, Cincinnati and Cleveland, and their week that was. We'll hear from Zach Taylor and Joe Flacco. Jonas Schaefer from the Baltimore Banner joins us at 4 o'clock to talk Ravens. 4:15, we're taking your calls. That's here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.